Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're exploring Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. This seminal book, first published in 2005, has transformed the way businesses approach competition and innovation. Join us as we review its key concepts, principles, and practical applications. To get a comprehensive understanding of the book, there is a need to understand the key concepts, principles, and implications of the Blue Ocean Strategy. Red Ocean versus Blue Ocean. Red Ocean, this represents existing markets characterized by fierce competition, shrinking profit margins, and a focus on beating rivals. In red oceans, companies fight for a share of the existing customer base. Blue ocean, this represents untapped, uncontested market spaces where companies can create new demand and capture untapped customer value. Blue oceans are characterized by innovation and creating entirely new market segments. Value innovation. Blue Ocean Strategy advocates for value innovation, which is the simultaneous pursuit of differentiation and low cost. Instead of making trade-offs between these two factors, companies can create new market space by offering a product or service that is both unique and cost-effective. The Four Actions Framework. This framework encourages companies to ask four key questions to formulate their strategy. A. Reduce. What factors can be reduced well below industry standards? B. Eliminate. What factors can be eliminated that the industry has long competed on? C. Raise. What factors should be raised well above industry standards? D. Create. What factors can be created that the industry has never offered? The Strategy Canvas. A visual tool that helps companies understand and compare their strategies with those of competitors. By identifying key factors of competition and plotting them on the canvas, companies can see where they can create differentiation. Six Paths Framework offers six paths for companies to uncover new opportunities in the blue ocean. A. Look across industries. B. Look across strategic groups within industries. C. Look across the chain of buyers. D. Look across complementary product and service offerings. E. Look across functional or emotional appeal to buyers. F. Look across time. Three tiers of non-customers. Instead of focusing solely on current customers, companies should consider three tiers of non-customers: soon to be, refusing, and unexplored. By understanding their needs and preferences, companies can tap into new markets. The Value Curve. The Value Curve is a graphical representation of a company's value proposition compared to that of its competitors. Blue Ocean Strategy encourages companies to shift their value curve by adding or eliminating elements to create a leap in value for customers. The Four Actions Framework and ERRC Grid. Companies can use the Eliminate, Reduce, Raise, Create, ERRC, grid to systematically identify strategic moves to make in creating a blue ocean. It helps in driving innovation in product, pricing, processes, and delivery. Execution and practicality. The book emphasizes the importance of execution in implementing a blue ocean strategy. It provides tools and frameworks to help companies turn their strategic vision into action. Real-world examples. Blue Ocean Strategy provides numerous real-world case studies of companies that successfully applied its principles, such as Cirque du Soleil, Nintendo Wii, and Southwest Airlines. Challenges and criticisms. Some critics argue that creating a blue ocean is easier said than done, and not all industries lend themselves to such opportunities. Additionally, sustaining a blue ocean advantage can be challenging as imitators can quickly enter the market. Relevance. Blue Ocean Strategy has remained relevant over the years and has been adopted by companies across various industries, including technology, entertainment, and healthcare. In conclusion, Blue Ocean Strategy offers a compelling framework for companies seeking to break away from cutthroat competition and discover new market spaces. It emphasizes innovation, value creation, and a customer-centric approach. However, it requires a deep understanding of the market, a willingness to challenge industry norms, and effective execution to be successful. While it may not be suitable for every business, it remains a valuable strategic tool for those seeking to create their own blue oceans of uncontested market space. Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chang Kim and Renee Marborn is structured into four main parts, each of which focuses on a different aspect of the Blue Ocean Strategy framework. Here is the book's structure. Part 1, Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 1, Creating Blue Oceans. Chapter 2, Analytical Tools and Frameworks. Part 2, Formulating Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 3, Reconstruct Market Boundaries. Chapter 4, Focus on the Big Picture, Not the Numbers. Part 3, Executing Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 5, Overcome Key Organizational Hurdles. Chapter 6, Build Execution into Strategy. Guidance on Integrating the Blue Ocean Strategy into the Organizational Culture. Part 4, Sustaining Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 7, Align the Value, Profit, and People Propositions. Chapter 8, Renew Blue Oceans. Let's dive into the summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, Creating Blue Oceans. This chapter introduces the concept of red oceans, competitive markets, and blue oceans, uncontested markets. It emphasizes the need for businesses to shift their focus from competing in existing markets to creating new market spaces. Blue oceans are characterized by innovation, value innovation, and creating new demand. Chapter 2, Analytical Tools and Frameworks. This chapter introduces several analytical tools and frameworks that will be used throughout the book, including the Strategy Canvas, the Four Actions Framework, ERRC Grid, and the Six Paths Framework. These tools help companies identify opportunities for creating blue oceans by challenging industry norms and offering unique value propositions. Chapter 3, Reconstruct Market Boundaries. This chapter focuses on the first principle of Blue Ocean Strategy, reconstructing market boundaries. Companies should look beyond existing market boundaries and consider alternative industries, strategic groups, and unexplored customer segments. Case studies like Cirque du Soleil and Yellowtail Wine illustrate this concept. Chapter 4, Focus on the Big Picture, Not the Numbers. This chapter challenges the traditional focus on quantitative analysis and argues for a qualitative approach. Companies should concentrate on creating value for customers rather than competing based on numbers. The Value Curve and Strategy Canvas are introduced as tools to help companies visualize their strategy. Chapter 5, Overcome Key Organizational Hurdles. Blue ocean strategies often face resistance within organizations. This chapter provides guidance on overcoming organizational hurdles and securing buy-in from employees. The authors introduce the tipping point leadership concept to create momentum for change. Chapter 6, Build Execution into Strategy. Successful execution of Blue Ocean Strategy requires making it a part of the company's culture. Companies should align their value, profit, and people propositions to support the new strategy. The fair process approach is introduced, emphasizing employee involvement and fairness in decision-making. Chapter 7, Align the Value, Profit, and People Propositions. Companies must align all aspects of their business to support their Blue Ocean strategy. The value, profit, and people propositions should work together to sustain competitive advantage. Case studies like Southwest Airlines and the Ford Model T are discussed. Chapter 8, Renew Blue Oceans. Blue oceans may not remain uncontested forever, so companies must focus on renewing and extending their strategies. This chapter discusses how to maintain innovation and continue creating value over time. Case studies like Apple and NetJets are examined. Conclusion: the sustainability and renewal of blue ocean strategy. The book concludes by emphasizing the importance of continuous innovation and renewal in blue ocean strategies. It reinforces that blue ocean strategy is not a one-time event but an ongoing process. The authors encourage companies to embrace a mindset of constant evolution and customer centricity. The impact of blue ocean strategy can't be overstated. The following are worth reflecting on. 1. Instead of focusing on beating the competition, focus on making the competition irrelevant by creating a leap in value for buyers and your company, thereby opening up new and uncontested market space. 2. Blue ocean strategy is about creating new market space through value innovation. It is about creating and capturing uncontested market space, thereby making the competition irrelevant. 3. The cornerstone of blue ocean strategy is the simultaneous pursuit of differentiation and low cost. 4. The most fundamental challenge facing companies is not a shortage of good strategic ideas but a shortage of people who can carry them out. 5. Blue ocean strategy is not about technology innovation. It is about value innovation. 6. Blue ocean strategy is not a search for a sustainable competitive advantage, but a search for a sustainable value innovation. 7. The key to creating a blue ocean is to focus on the big picture, not the details. 8. The most successful companies are those that create a blue ocean and then defend it through continuous innovation. The practical applications of blue ocean strategy are invaluable. The authors provide actionable steps for creating a blue ocean strategy, these strategy including. 1. Identify the factors that customers value in your industry and the factors that are taken for granted. 2. Identify the factors that your industry competes on and the factors that your industry should eliminate or reduce. 3. Identify the factors that your industry should create or increase to create a new market. 4. Create a strategy canvas to visualize the changes you will make to your industry. 5. Develop a value proposition that focuses on the unique factors that your industry will create or increase. 6. Test your blue ocean strategy with a small market before scaling up. The practical applications of the blue ocean strategy are relevant for any business looking to differentiate themselves from competitors and create new markets. The authors provide numerous case studies of companies that have successfully implemented a blue ocean strategy, including Cirque du Soleil, Southwest Airlines, and Yellowtail Wine. The actionable steps provided by the authors can be applied to any industry and can help businesses break out of the red ocean of competition and create new opportunities for growth. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. If you're looking to innovate and break away from the competition, this book might just be your guide.